Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Well, a lot of things is happening today, and with all of that, I hope your day is going good, and you're keeping safe more than anything else. Whew. Well, once again, we have the great pleasure of you inviting me in your homes through the virtual microphone or whatever this technology is. And we're here to chat. And I'm kind of ending here a little bit. Tell you what, I have been getting a lot of calls. And I'm sure you know why. And a lot of people are being angry at me. And I'm not understanding why. I'm not really understanding why at all. But anyway, I started a show a couple weeks ago, and this is more or less some way, somehow speaking to my counterparts. And it is the topic for most of the show, or the title for both of the shows are, hey, I am the other woman in your husband's life. And that seems to be striking some chord with a lot of folks. And it should. However, again, sometimes it's taken in the wrong, I think in the wrong way. A lot of women who are in a relationship and their husband is seeking this comfort that they so need elsewhere, instead of the woman sitting down. And when I'm saying this, folks, listen, when I'm saying this, I am not just blaming. This is not a blaming game. As a matter of fact, and this is why I am a little bit kind of concerned. Why are women still doing this? Folks are calling me and they're saying, you're so insensitive, you know, X and Y and Z and whatever. And I wouldn't even bother to go into it. The very same thing that we're talking about is as women, and I'm talking to our women. I'm not concerned about men as such, which we will talk about it. This is not casting blame. This is fixing a situation that we, a lot of us as women, refuse to really hold on to the responsibility. Today's show, I would be looking at, and this is a tricky one too. The airline says, hey, my husband is in, your husband is in my bed because you're failing on your marital duties, failing in the marital job. One of the first thing I'll address is, yes, there is such a thing as a marital job. And I think this is one of the problems. We're not looking at this relationship as any other job there is. There is a responsibility, and there is a set of duties that must, and we're having a breakdown here, that must be established before or at the beginning of the relationship, updated throughout the relationship, make some kind of an agenda so that the relationship could keep that integrity and people also know exactly what they're in for. You go for a job. There is a specific job description. How is it that you're going to know what your duties are or what is requirement or how you fit in the whole organization? So the reason why people get hired for a job or in a company, they're delegating responsibility. Okay? So it is like a machinery. We have some cleaning the dishes at the restaurant. You have some cleaning the dishes. You have some cooking. You have some serving. You have some cashiering. You have some customer service. And you have delivery. Depends on the kind of setup you have. You will have all of these different departments. Now, maybe when you just started, you had to do all these duties. And of course, if you're a single parent, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to do all the job. If you just start your little restaurant, say in your home or so, just starting out, you will do all of it. You will cook, you deliver, you solicit customer, you collect your money, you do. But as soon as that gets up, but you know exactly what you have to in order to complete one delivery, in order to serve one customer. These are the steps that you have to do. So, okay, breaking it down. You cook the food. There is a customer somewhere out there who would need food. But if you don't advertise and you don't try to get the word out there that you have food, your food would be sitting down there, and either you throw it or you eat it yourself, right? So when you have a mattress, and I'm sure you can get the message out or for you to understand, but I'm just kind of drawing stuff to your attention so you can better see and understand. And the whole show is to start thinking and holding yourself responsible for the things that, listen, you can control. There are certain things that you cannot control. Sometimes we men get in a relationship with some men that have no control over no part of their life. Much more parts of their body. Some of the time, it may be biology, and you are attracted to that. So you are well aware of this man going on, and the man will tell you, hey, you usually know that I usually sleep from east, north, west, and I heard nothing. But that's what you love, because you love what I do, right? You love how I do what I do. So now don't put any restriction on me, because you know exactly what you are getting into. And did you think that you could change me? A lot of men think that we can change our partner's behavior. And maybe some food, and you know, it's like a virus, you know, it can morph itself. Basically, it gets a nice little cool area, it sits down for a while because this is the right condition. But then something happened, the wind blew, and there it go out of the nest and go and, you know, do what it's supposed to do out there. Right? I think it's the same thing in relationship. Sometimes you hit a note when people are thinking of getting married. Let's put it as married and just say focusing on one partner. Something may be happening in that relationship and say, hey, you know what? I can get Jane, Joan, some as well as those girls, they really make me feel good if they're a sexual in nature. And sometimes you have to know who you are as a woman, and who do you want as a man to complement the relationship. You know, or if you don't have the whole thing in relationship is complementing. You don't want somebody to be exactly like you are, because that would be, there would be no growth in that. But you want somebody to complement what you have. There are aspects of the relationship that you want that person to be. For example, sexuality. You know, this person wants to have sex 10 times a day. You want to be also a person who loves sex, to have sex 10 times a day. Maybe that's a little bit aggressive, but hey, what the heck. So, you are going to choose the person. For example, you have a person who is, okay, say he's an artist, and somebody who is a promoter. That's possible a good symbiotic relationship. I'm an artist. I cannot promote and get out there and sell myself. But this person, they really good at this. Wow. So let me come with this. Hey, this person loves children. I want children. This person would be a good mom. She is very organized. Make sure she's a fiscal person. I mean, I want to own 10 restaurants. She would help to save my money rather than thinking about, you know, all of those other things that would be spending the money. So I'm a spender, or a man, so they would help to do it and to put funds together because I have them later on. But I'm kind of weak in these areas, so I'll get somebody to compliment, you know, so we have that relationship that would be able to get that in the long run, both of us together putting our effort. So I talk about job description. And when you're choosing somebody for a job, and I think this is maybe the way we should look at it. Marriage is a job. It is a long-time job. You're building money. You're building an organization. Yes, folks, you're building an organization, or you're building a temple, or your whatever you want to call it, your household. That's an organization. Now, how is your organization going to run if it is going to be successful? What do you need to have in that organization to be successful? And what is success to you? What are your dreams and aspiration? Once you get why you need this organization, believe it or not, folks, not a lot of us necessarily need somebody right in your space to have a successful organization. You have a lot of single people who have successful lies within themselves. Hey, this is what I want. You know, I'm able to do this and I'm able to do that. I'm do that. If I need help, I can buy help or solicit help that way. But that doesn't necessarily have to be a partnership where we share equally, or, you know, you have a partnership in the relationship where we have to cohabit, etc., eat out of the same pot, sleep in the same bed. And so you can have a relationship out of that and still have a successful life for your life. Not all of us want to be married. Not all of us want to have permanent relationship. So you have to, first of all, know yourself. Know yourself. Write down, folks. A lot of us don't like to write things down. Get to writing down. Get a list. Take your time and get a list. A lot of this is a novelty thing once we get into adulthood, because our parents don't sit down and talk about love and relationship and how you do this, how to choose a mate. I mean, get out there all by yourself and somebody pass you by and all your body started jerking and shaking and you start to get all kind of a stuff. And this is something that you have to deal with all by yourself. Your parents don't even realize why you're locked in the room, you're crying because somebody broke your heart. This emotion that you're feeling, you don't understand what is going through your body. Nobody prepares you for that, at least not well enough for you to be healthy or prepared enough to go on the job of relationship and marriage. The same thing. If you are going to be a physician, you have to go through many, many, many years of training. Training. You have to. Then when you reach a certain point in that training, you may graduate. And when you graduate, you may want to do further training to be an expert in certain things, right? It is the same thing in marriage. Once you get into the relationship, say an ideal situation, you're trained to know what you want. So you take your pen and paper, you write down, hey, you know what? I am a woman who loves to make sure that I am taken care of to the max. Here is what I can bring to the relationship. I mean, I can bring in X, and I can, but I need X. I need somebody to be there. I'm a person who don't like to be lonely in my bed. I need children. I need this. I need that. I need that. So once you have your blueprint set out, you're going to be building a house, going to be building a mansion. You're going to be building a city, literally. So you're going to say to yourself, hey, what do I need to build this city? On the other hand, the man is doing the same thing. And when you meet someone, you kind of automatically switch those cards and say, you know what? Hey, girl, I kind of like what I see out there. You know, let me see your card. let me see what your job is. You see a company out there. And you say, oh, gosh, I want to work with Google. I'd like to do that. Let me look and see what kind of job they have available, if I'm suited for the job. So when this lady takes out her long laundry list and you take out your long laundry list, and this has to be prepared before you get in the relationship, that's wholesome, right? It is the Ice Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and it's Dr. Ev here on Mike Tonight, and we're talking about your husband in my bed because you're failing in the marital job. And we're going to be going through a lot of this to kind of help you ladies. Give me a call if you would like to chat or you have any kind of a question you want to answer. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. I'm going to try to see if we can do these shows at about 10 o'clock in the evening, round about there. But just in case you missed any of the program, do pick it up in our archives, and we are syndicated all over the internet. But you can get it here on Caribbean Radio Show at gmail.com. That's no, the Caribbean Radio Show.com and crsradio.com. Also, please hit us up on our Facebook pages, Caribbean Radio Show and crsradio.com group page. We have several other pages that we do send out our broadcast to as well. Give us a call. I would love to hear from you, 661-467-2407. All right, let's get back to this thing. We are talking about description. It's the same thing you have a resume. See a job, see a lady. You have your resume prepared, right? And keep with you all the time. She keeps that with all the time. You're searching for a job. Hey, you're at that age now. You're thinking about life. You're mature. So you're seeking a partner. When you get a certain age, you want money. So you seek a job. The end result is to get a job, and the things that money from that job will get you in life. Satisfaction, money. The money will get you your house, your car, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maintain your lifestyle. It's the same thing. You have your resume. This is what you want in a woman. This is what you want in a man. Okay. Set up a meeting. You both switch those cards, and you look at that card. And she looks at the card. Hey, I see here that you have, and the interview process start off. The interview, you ain't got the job yet, but you have to interview. I see here that you have 5 years in a love affair already. You are married. You had 3 children. You have all of that. Her thing is maybe she don't want to have children. She don't want to have that. Right away, you don't accept this person. There is no way you're supposed to now alter your resume. You know what that is? You cannot alter your resume to include husband, five children outside, which you're going to have to be a part of at all, if you claim at first when you're in your conscious state. Now, let me just back up a little bit on that. When you start dating, you see somebody, you get into this, what I would call irrational state, of mind, okay? In that irrational state of mind, you are capable of nothing, everything, and all things together, discombobulated. You do things, you say things, you act in a way, you slash car tires, you go chase after a woman, you rip somebody apart. And in your conscious state of life, as a woman probably who is educated in the church and all of that kind of stuff, you will never, ever even think of doing any of those things. But when you're in this altered state of love and your emotion and adrenaline is blowing through you because somebody's hitting on your man, hell breaks loose. You have no control. A state of insanity just kind of, because you see what you cherish and love, somebody is trying to take it from you. That's how you interpret that. And you try to take my whatever, I am going to go ballistic without even thinking about it, because you're protecting your family or you're protecting your property. We often call them our property or your thing or my, which is my husband, my marriage, my home, my money, my ownership. So if you're going to have to defend that, and this is what happened. Now, if you're in your conscious state, before the emotions start really running wild, and you don't start the touching and the kissing, and this is the first thing you do, you're able to consciously, before any investment started in the relationship, look and say, hey, you have five children. I, as you can see from my resume, I do not want children. I do like you. I like what I see from afar over on this side of the table. But based on what I require for my job, for my company, you don't fit the bars. So thank you and wish you good luck. The same thing when you go to a company. Hey, I like it. Yeah, I see you have experience in taking care of five children and you're married. I mean, you have the experience of marriage and all of that. This is what we like. We want. You're talking about a company. This is what we want and we like, because you can relate to all of that. All of the problems that deal with children waking up in the night at 5 o'clock when you got to sleep and taking them to the hospital to that and dealing with all the emotion. You have got that experience. So you are the right job. You will get the job, okay? Your qualification fits. With the other person, you know, it's not that this person is not qualified, a wonderful person, but what you're looking for does not fit the criteria in your resume for your company. So don't go there. Don't try to all of a sudden think that, hey, you know what? I can... I want to be in a marriage that has failed. So all of you in your conscious days that put on your resume, all of a sudden you have that really grab, hey, maybe this guy has some, maybe he has a nice car or he's wearing a Rolls Royce. So you're thinking from distance, hey, you know, he's a little money. I do want somebody who has money so I can care of myself, but that's the only thing that resume. Do you think that this is be a good match for you? what you say. Hell no, it's not. Because if you do choose that person, you are going to be making adjustment to your desire for the rest of your life, or as long as that relationship lies. And you know what? If you do get married, this is how we have divorces. Because people believe they can change each other. People believe that they can compromise their life for somebody to adjust something. And it just never, ever happened. So when are we going to really learn to deal with that? We are able to take this thing of marriage and relationship from a young age seriously and start looking at it as a business proposition, which it undoubtedly is, and not from an emotional standpoint, which is going to be devastating for the rest of your life. Devastating. I kind of do believe a lot in some of the arranged marriages. Somehow, I really do believe. I think that we should never, in our altered state of emotion, get involved in something as important like this. Bringing life, duplicating yourself, putting your resources together on an emotional level because you see somebody and chills run through your body. Yeah, it's very, very bad. You need to sit down and say, hey, businessman's lifestyle, and go a little bit further than that. Based on his family history, you may see everybody in his family are in grandmother, father, listen, and this is true, believe you me, I have had seen families where even their dog get incarcerated. Mother, father, brother, sister, even their dog. And I am sitting right here at the mic. I would not be fabricating this. Even their dog. Two families I know, even their dogs get incarcerated. And when you look at that lifestyle, for your lifestyle, and you have a family from that family, of somebody that you're looking at, look at their family history, and this is something that we're not looking at. You see, grandfather is this, and this is that, and that one is that, and that one is that, and that one. And you personally, you are, you know, educational bound, your business bound, and all. And would you really, other than emotional desire that is met for a little while, and we'll go to shows that we will come to that, desires and changes, and this is why we talk about addendum in a relationship. If you have a contract out and you are your contract and your job description reads X, and then you're going to move level or move down from another level, that job description changes. Now, if you get extra workload, that workload would description, so you will be able to know exactly what am I responsible for. At the time when you're getting, those are the things that you're going to be evaluated on. Same thing in the relationship. Serious Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. Dr. Ev here on the mic this evening. I want to say big love and good afternoon to you. For all of you who are listening, hey, Auntie Anne, bless up yourself. Those of you who are listening on CRS Radio, those on Caribbean Radio Show, though, or on our Facebook page, I want to say welcome in and pop in on this chat room over here if you do have questions. Or you can send us an email, CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. That's CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to invite you in as our special guest, or if you have a question, just simple call us 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. You're listening to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Station, the Knowledge Station. Okay, topic this evening. Hey, I'm sleeping with your man. The only reason why, or maybe one of the main reasons why, you're failing on the job. And you're going to say to me, oh, Dr. Eddie, you know, and I've been getting this because this is not necessarily my lifestyle, right? This is just think forward, what is out there, and bringing a conversation so we can have a conversation. Not that I support any of this. This is just the reality of life. And we're trying to get the sisters here, our listeners, to say, stop blaming the other woman. You know, this is what all this is about. Stop blaming the other woman. Don't meet up in the street and tear this woman to shred because her husband, that, and I'm going to be hammering this every single show, so I'm going to be certainly a broken record of this. Your husband, who knows he is married, have his 5 children, and is responsible at home, for God and man, that he would be faithful, and all the other things that is said in the marriage vow to you. All of a sudden, this guy breaks the vow, but your anger is not this man. Some of it, maybe some of you do, but maybe to a lesser extent. You go meet this woman in the street who, like, probably 80 or 90% of the time, that's probably high, but I'm going to go there. Do you even know your husband is married, or even, or this man is married, or this man is a husband? Because oftentimes they try to lie, and they are really good lying, some of them, and you are pulled into a situation. And only to find out you're walking on the street and somebody clobber you from the back. That coward wife. And I say that. That coward wife. I'm going to say, it is not a woman, or in some case, in a man's situation, to be that conscience of a married man or a married woman in a relationship to say, oh no, the only reason why I would say no to your husband is only because I won't be getting what I want out of the relationship. But if he has what I want out of the relationship, and I can deal with him going on to you and then coming to me when I need him, hell yes, it's gonna go. It is going to go. That is life. It is not my responsibility to be his conscience and to remind him that he has a responsibility elsewhere. If he makes himself available, and this is something that I can deal with, and ladies, we are going to be talking about that woman, the other woman, and your demands that you need to make, this consciousness, your demand that you need to make before you go into that relationship, because it should be a win-win for you. It should be a win for you. He cannot have his cake and eat it. And I'm not going to elaborate on that, because that is going to be a show that is coming. Just focusing on trying to get to make sure they have their pen and paper and make sure they have their demand in writing, just like the wife. Hey, you have signed paperwork, so if he drops out of here, you can get the house, the car, and is and the 401k and all of that. You, as a woman who has spent just as much time, maybe more dedicated to him, because, you know, the competition thing here is at stake. So if at home falls, this is where you're taking up the slack, or there is, whether it be sexual, emotional, or whatever it is, you are filling a gap. So your job is very, very important, because a lot of women who are married don't realize the reason why they're still married is because this other woman who is pinning the marriage together. Your husband would have been gone a long time ago if he didn't have the crutch of this other woman. So this other woman, you are very, very important in this scheme of things. For this relationship to continue and for the relationship to coexist, so that they can exist. I want to welcome Rodney. Sandra Rodney, how are you? Good evening. If you'd like to check in with your question, 661-467-2407, and we could chat. Here you are. Well, we're going to be talking about the responsibility and the demand that the other woman should have her list of demands. She should not get with that man until he is able to satisfy her demand and her need. If he can do that, we have to learn to pride ourselves and value the importance we are playing in keeping another relationship or another family together. Wife always think the other way, that this other woman is a home wrecker and she is a Jezebel and she's that and she's the worst person on the earth. But what she don't know, the reason why most of the time of her strays is because she is falling. She has failed in the job she was charged to do. Total fail. And then she makes this excuse, hey, you know, you should be, you are this. It's not the other woman's responsibility to make sure you're the conscious of your man is it. None of that. So I think the other woman needs to realize how powerful she is. And if somebody is going to want her to be on the side and she's going to make sacrifice with her life, especially if she's devoted to this relationship. Man, although they have their wife, they want their woman on the side to be devoted to them as well. So if you're going to do that, hey, no way, bro. You have to pay for my time. You have to make sure that I am not just the occasional present and all of that. I am not bed. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time it's a sexual thing. So that means he comes over on the weekend, he does his thing, he gets his satisfaction, he feels good, he's relieved. He can go home and deal with the Jezebel, as he call it, the Jezebel, as he call it. 661-467-2407. If you'd like to chat with us and you're on, we have a full board this evening. If you'd like to chat with us and you're on the board, please press 1 on your telephone keypad or on your computer keypad, so I will see the indication here that you would like to join in the conversation. 661-467-2407. Okay. I remember, press 1 on your telephone keypad at any point in time if you would like to chat. Now, we are going to talk about the responsibility. Some of the responsibilities the other woman needs to put down. And we need to start putting down her foot and change this whole trajectory of, everything. We need to do that. We need to stop getting the blame. We need to be not left out. We need to be treated like, if you're going out, if they're going out to a prostitute on the street, they better have the darn money to pay for whatever they're looking for. You can't just have a woman who she has to take care of her need be dedicated to you, and you're going to half-ass treat her how you want to, whenever you want. And then she's going to have to take the assault of a woman who is not doing her job, period. So we're going to be engaging in that, and we're going to be talking about that in detail on another show. All right. Make sure you have a question ready for us to the show. 661-467-2407. We're going to go to the phone line and see who is here. Hello, good evening, and welcome into the show. How are you? Good evening.
Hi, it's Ebony from London. I just logged on. Actually, I went to listen to someone else's show, and I saw your subject. I thought it's very interesting. I thought, let me call in and just have a conversation with you. So I don't know. I listened to a bit of what you were saying, and I guess you're talking about this from the other woman's perspective. So if you're the wife and you're not doing your job, then the other woman you're talking about, maybe she shouldn't complain because, you know, she's not doing what she should be doing. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Do I get you right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I hear that in this world, there is, for women, there are a lot of choices. And sometimes because the imbalance of the number of women against the number of men in the world, that, you know, it can be the case that women can choose to be the other woman for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear what you're saying about the woman getting what she needs and whatever, and the man knowing that if he's going down that route, he should recognize that he's got to make an investment. I wonder, thinking from the other woman's perspective, is there anything that you can gain? Is there any? Because, you know, I've often been offered to be that other person, and one of the reasons why I have declined it is because, or I start and I find out that you're married and I walk away, is because I feel like my value is as such that there is nothing you could give me or pay me, or, you know, whether you're giving me financial support, whether you're nothing you can do for me that would make me feel valued in a relationship. If you already have me in a position where I am not your main support, I'm not the main person for you. So if you decide that you want to be with another woman and you already have a woman, that woman is already immediately classed in a second position. The other woman may not be giving you sex. You know, you're married, the woman with the ring may not be doing what she should be doing. And that's arguable because it takes two, right? So if he says she's not doing what she's doing, I would say, well, what are you doing? And how did you make your choices? Because you chose that woman. You chose. No one forced you to choose that woman. You chose that woman. You chose to engage in a relationship with somebody. You have a commitment person. If you now decided that you're going to withdraw from that commitment, but you're still in the marriage, then what does that say about what commitment you can give me, and how can I rely on anything from you when you are already in a situationship? So I'm like, for women, I don't know. I don't know if someone chooses to be the other woman. I can hear you saying, well, you know, this guy needs to give me this, or he needs to do that because he wants. But I think me, what does my... How does that reflect well on my self-esteem about me? Because when I think about me, I am not second to anybody. And when someone's already chosen somebody else, unless you unchoose that person and decide that you're making a choice in my direction, I can't see how it helps me. I can't see how my head is high, and I can be thinking any great thoughts about my position, because already I'm accepting a lesser position. Do you understand what I'm saying? Already I'm saying in my choice of that person, already I'm saying I'm not as good as she is. Because if she's good enough to have the ring, I'm good enough to be first woman, first lady. So if you're calling me to be second lady, that don't work for me. I'm not no one's second lady. I'm not your second lady. I'm the first lady or I'm nothing. Okay? And if you've made you my second lady and you're promising me all sorts, I can't hear none of it. Because I know that what happens is that you will promise, but you cannot deliver because you're caught in a situation.
Uh-huh.
You'll deliver a little. You may give some sex. You may give a little money. But all of that comes out of a shared pot which belongs to someone else. And this is a thing that a lot of women do not get when they get involved. Because I have girlfriends who are in those circles. Yeah. When you're in that circle, you're only getting a piece of the pie. What a piece of the pie? I don't want no peace. I'm not a peace lady. Do you know what I mean? And so my thing would be to those women, and I say it to my girlfriends, raise your self-esteem, girlfriend. You want to be first lady or you want to be nothing. Because the first lady is the only person that anybody calls. And should that person die or should something happen, that person have an accident or it becomes a family occasion, only the first lady is called. Your name will never be mentioned.
Absolutely.
He will never put you out front and say, here's my first lady, even though you're the first lady in the bedroom. So if you're only the first lady in the bedroom, but you're not the first lady in public, then who are you to that person? Who are you? All of this is your story. You're making up a story which is not real. Because the truth is, when it comes down to it, that person has not given you the respect.
I started this series, and I hope you will join us. How did you learn about our show? Tell me.
I used to do Blog Talk Radio as a host. I used to have a show on here. Actually, I still have shows on Blog Talk Radio that I've not done in a long time. I've not been on here, but somebody who has Let's Talk Radio invited me tonight, because I'm in London, invited me to do a show with him. But we got the times wrong, and so he had to go ahead because I was tired. So I went to sleep, and I just woke up, and he's gone ahead and done another show, and we're going to catch up on his show tomorrow night. We're actually going to talk about tomorrow night. Oh, Lord, remind me, what are we talking? Oh, is love a principle or is it, an emotion? So, you know, sometimes people, a lot of relationships fail because once the emotion is gone, the relationship is finished. And so we are talking about, is it a principle? Should you stay even when the emotion is gone? Should you stay? And I think when we're talking about these relationships, about, you know, the other woman failing, it's often that's because the emotion has gone, because the guy had the emotion for that woman, and then when the emotion went, and when all the, you know, she no longer looked like she used to look, she was no longer as hot as she was, she's no longer doing it for you in so many ways, now you want to go and look outside. You want to look out. So that shows that you're already not a great person, because your commitment, was that based on just emotion? Was that based because we are all changing and you're changing too? So if you've changed and I can accept your change, why can't you accept my change? And why does it mean fundamentally that your love for me will change? Because I've changed, changing. We're forever changing. And so know that the person who picks you up, the same thing is going to happen, because that woman will never sustain the person that she was from the day she met you. She will change with time, because we all do. We all do. As we get older, we change. And also, as we change as well, maybe because of illness, it can be so many reasons why things change. Does that mean when you change, I should treat you the same way? Here's a question. When you
that's a very powerful question, dear. I guess exactly what you're saying, but what you're saying for a person that is so informed, for a person that makes, at the top of the show, I mentioned that getting married is a job and you have to have your resume prepared and in a person, just like the man should have his resume. When you change resume based on what is noted in that resume, you will definitely know whether or not that person would be considered for the job. You don't go on a quest for a job without presenting some credential of whether or not you can do the job. So what we are doing as women and as men, starting from the emotional fire point where we have no control over emotion, we have a distorted idea of what life is, rather than the realistic mind of writing down, what do you want out of life? What are my requirements? And then make an addendum to that job description, because this life is a dynamic life based on where you are and your situation. You might make an addendum. So this is why during the process of a relationship, one has to constantly review whether or not, and especially the woman too, whether or not this job and the person who hired in this job is still suitable. And the minute you do that, and sometimes you have to go to counseling and all of that, and I don't think that sometimes counseling really does. I think you should approach this relationship thing with your one life as a business. And if your business is failing and you see you cannot save the operation, you should fail immediately without any reservation. Now, when we talk about the other woman, as you're saying, if you can be first, that's how your life is, and that's on the top of your resume. And if you say, hey, you see a guy, he looks good, he looks like he can really, if sex is your thing, like he could really work you for the rest of your life, but he don't have no money, he don't have all the other, he don't have the ambitious things that you're looking for in life, you can find, you should not compromise, as you're saying, this guy is married, but he has all of these things, but he can't make me first lady, he can't go to the ball, I cannot go to the Oscar with him, I cannot be seen in public, so therefore, if sex is the, is like, it's not enough girl. This is what I hear from you, and this is how we really should keep to our script.
Yes, that's my script. I'm like, I'm not the person you're going to come in the dark and see, but you can't bring me out into the light, because the person that is in the dark needs to be able to also be in the light, right? Yeah, so the two of us.
Self-esteem. You mentioned self-esteem at some point there. We have
self-esteem.
To start to,
I'm gonna say to you that
we have
God
to
has
start to teach our girls. We
yes.
need to start to teach our girls from their young about getting in a relationship for both girls and boys, rather than to start get them in a getting a relationship on their own. We need a programming to know that, hey, this is what you need to do. It is not an emotional thing to get in a relationship and make decision for your life on a look or on the action of somebody in a bed. That is not enough.
Yeah.
It cannot last.
No.
And I think for the most of us, that's what we're going to do. These are the women who are second ladies, think they are special, and this is what we call, I don't know what would make you be special, so special that you would want to play a second fiddle to a first lady that you think that is enough for your life. And we're going to have a show where we, the demand, if this approaches me, or if some people don't mind it, because you have three wives to a woman, never already know, but that's a little bit different, culture different, whether or not you can deal with this. If I'm going to be your other woman performing this other job, and I'm not getting paid, and I don't have the security, and I don't have the visibility, then as you write, say, who are you? Who am I? We need to hold these men responsible if they want this kind of relationship. If you're able to give that kind of a relationship, they have to treat you that they treat the one with the piece of metal and the one that's signed paper into their will as well. You need to be in their 401k and people know about you as well. That is what we're kind of buying for. The message I'm trying to see if I can get out there to our women.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, because that's what young girls need to know. We need to have self-esteem in relationships. You know, if someone can have you as a girlfriend, you want to be a girlfriend. You have men wanting women to be girlfriends and they're 50. Like, who wants to be a girlfriend at 50? Do you know what I mean? You're going to be my girlfriend. How long am I going to be your girlfriend? For years and years and years, till you die. You're going to be girlfriend. And then you're going to be coming, what, to somebody's funeral talking about, oh, that was my boyfriend. How long did you know this man? 10 years? 20 years? No. If I'm good enough to be your girlfriend, I'm good enough to be the first lady. Do you understand? So that's the respect I have for myself. I'm like, and that's what women need to embrace. We are queens. If you want to say we're queens, that's what makes you a queen. That's what makes you a queen, that you see yourself at the top of the tree and not the bottom of the tree. You're no one's bottom of anybody's tree. I say that to my daughters. You're no one's bottom of the tree. If the person wants you at the bottom of the tree, let them go. If they're mama's boy, let them go. If they decide that you don't fit in somewhere that I cannot proudly put you on my arm and say, here is the woman that I would love to spend the rest of my life with, get away, go on, keep it moving, jog on, and let me wait for the next bus, because it's not you. You know what I mean? And be confidently able to walk away. Jog on.
Couple of questions here. Couple of questions which I have many a time been asked. Now the question is, women, and there's some men who, whatever their circumstances, the other woman or the other man is ideal. And I'm not questioning their rational once they make a good informed decision. That's what they like. They don't want the responsibility. They don't want to be hanging out there with anyone. They don't want to wash clothes. They don't want to have cooked food. They don't want to have that responsibility. I agree with that. That is how you want to do. Now, there are lots of people who are married, women who are married, and I'm just kind of focusing on the sister side here for these several shows. Do you think it is somebody, the other woman's responsibility to remind her this husband who has signed on the dotted line that he would be faithful to his wife or the household? Do you think that it's her responsibility, the other woman, to remind him of this? Or if she wants this, should she go ahead without reservation and be in that relationship? Is she the B-word? Is she their home? Is she a homework for doing that?
Well, I believe women should stand together. And if more women stood together, there'd be less men playing on the street. There'd be less men out there doing business. Yes. If women would stand together. So when you see, when the man comes to you with his nonsense, if you were to say, send him back home or send him away, and you shut up shop, he would not have anywhere to go. He would have to go back and sort out his life and either end that relationship, or if he wants you that badly, end that relationship. But he would not be able to have his cake and eat it. And it's women who fail women. Because when my husband comes to you, you must be able to say, no, no, you can't come here. No, this is not for you. Go and do what you need to do and let that man go and face his responsibility. Because if you take him on, all you're doing is going to end up in the same cycle. Because what you have is a cheater who has that record of being a cheater. Now, do you think he might not become a cheater with you? What makes you think you have something that's so different from the other woman? What makes you think that what you have will keep him for the rest of his life? You're already at a disadvantage because you've already picked somebody that's proven that he cannot commit. He's proved he can't commit. So when he proves to you he can't commit and you take him on for your life, what are you saying to yourself? Now I'm going to pick somebody who's already broken to add to my life, to make my life better. Really? Is that a good place to start? How many broken relationships do we know start where someone has cheated and the two people have cheated, right? They get together. How many of them really work long term? Well, I could tell you so many that do not work, because once you have the cheater, you never trust the cheater because you started with a cheater. Okay?
Right.
So unless that person goes back to his marriage and sorts out whatever it is, or the other spouse dies or something happens, you do not have the right to start something with that person. You might choose to, taking a risk. Good luck with that. Run with it.
Yeah, I know you're taking a risk. I know you're taking a risk. But if that's why I clarified and say, this situation suits you and this is something that you don't mind risking. Is this woman, the other woman, because it's not my responsibility. What I'm trying to say, the other woman, it is not their responsibility to be the moral compass for a man.
Right.
And I don't think she's on record for accepting what she at the point in time consciously was. So the question is,
she's not the home wrecker.
Is she a wrecker?
No, I was going to say she's not the home wrecker if she doesn't know what's going on. But once you know what's going on, okay, once you know, the God says when you don't know, it's okay. But I wink at you in your ignorance. When you know, it is a different thing. When you know that the person has a wife and they're playing between the two of you, now you have a decision to make. And that's what I say about it's a woman's choice as to what she wants to deal with. Now I know that you have a wife. I might not have known at the beginning. You might not have even told me, because a lot of women do not know. I dated someone. I did not know he was married. And then I found out he was married. When I found out, I sent him back home. I said, go back to your wife. Sort that relationship out. When you have sorted it out, come and talk to me. You know, it took him about, he was so wanted to be in the relationship with me. It took him about 3 months and that relationship was finished. He went and got his divorce. He brought me the paper. I'm not even joking. That guy was serious. And we were together probably about 5 years. It didn't work long term. And I think that was more my choice. I felt he wasn't the right person for me. But it wasn't about the way it started. It was about that I felt actually the two of us were not fully compatible. But at the same time, I respected the beginning. Because when I said to him, go away and sort it out, he already told me this story. Look, it was over a long time ago. I'm just biding my time. I said, well, you're not biding your time and be with me. It can't work. If you want to be with me, you need to clear the decks. And he did. Cleared the decks. He got himself a divorce because the relationship was already over. And he showed me the proof of that. And I was like, okay, so now we can see where this goes. Fine. You know, And he did propose, but I was like, no, not for me. It is, and it wasn't because he was formally married to someone or whatever happened. It's just because, you know, it just didn't work between the two of us for me. But I still respect the fact that he was prepared to do that. And I think when a man is prepared to do that, I can respect him. I will always respect that. Because you're not just talking now, like these men talking, yeah. Next year, 2 years, you're talking. 3 years, you're talking. You're still there. Oh, I'm in another room. You're still talking. No, that you're not serious. You are not prepared to change anything in that situation. You want your cake and eat it too. And I'm not facilitating that. No. If you want a new relationship, be a man about it. Go back to that relationship and say, I am done. But often they will not do it. They will play, oh, the sympathy card. I'm sorry. Oh, you know, understand. I really am. I'm unhappy there. Come out. If it was a shoe on the other foot, would you want me there? And you know, you're in another man's bed, you know, with the man's wife. You know, how many men do you know want to be with someone else's wife? They don't see that as a classy thing to do. They don't want their friends to know that. Because men don't like to know that they're taking another man's woman in that way, right? Mm-hmm. Seriously? Do they proudly telling their friends, oh, I'm with someone else's wife? No, because it looks disrespectful. And it also looks like you can't get your own woman. It looks like that. Uh-huh. And she's got the two of you? She has the two of you? Really? Tell your man friend that. And see if your man friend respects you as a man. Really? What are you doing?
What I'm hearing here also, if a woman put her foot down, oftentimes you'll get the man making some action. And that would be a yardstick to measure how serious he is about a relationship.
Yes, absolutely. Put your foot down, demand what you want, and you will get it. Because if the man wants you, he will pull out the stops to be with you. And I have learned that for myself. I have living evidence of that. You know, that guy was prepared. I'm out. I'm not talking. I've gone to get the divorce papers. Okay? And, you know, there are other people I know. They ain't getting no divorce paper for you. They are going to sit there as long as it takes. Oh, I can't leave because of the house. Oh, I can't leave because of money. Oh, I can't leave because of the children. Oh, I can't leave, but you want to be out here playing. Really? No.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get back in there. Take responsibility for the commitment you made and leave me alone. And that's what women need to say. And I know it's hard to say because they think, oh, there's less men in the world than women. And this one I really like. Well, if he really loves you the way that you love him, what is he doing about it?
Wow. Radio show, the Knowledge Station. We're here with our real special guest this evening, all the way out to London. And the question is, your husband is in my bed, and is it because you're failing on the marital job? Do you take this vow as the job? It is your resume. Do you consider the relationship, the job, it is a job title, and if you're failing on the job, somebody needs to be reprimanded, just like how you do in a regular job. Somebody needs to be put on notice, just like how you do in a regular job. And if you're not able to pull your boot strings up, then you should lose that job. Losing that job should give you, or the attempt at losing that job should give you the purpose to either make good, pull up your bootstrap if that's what it is, stop making complaint, oh, I can't come to work early because I don't have this or I don't have that. The same thing in the marriage. Oh, I can't lose weight. You know, there's certain criteria, and I think that before you get into marriage, and this is what we were seeing as actual, we need to have a specific description of girlfriend, what is my responsibility? What do you expect me as a girlfriend to do? This needs to be written so that when I'm failing on this, when I did not cook your food on time, when I did not have sex 99th time, you can say, hey, this is the agreement you signed here. I said I needed sex 99 times, and you signed, you agreed with it, you used to do it. Now you stop doing it and tell me your head is hurting. And this is a major, major part of the job. And because your head is constantly hurting you, and because I am constantly needing my sex, therefore I have to let you go. Or if I stay, I have, since sex is such a big part of my life, I have to go and find it elsewhere. Now, if I find this elsewhere and I oblige you for still staying here, the moment you find out that I'm getting what you're not giving, you cannot, in no sense of the word, you cannot have a problem with that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's not easy. I agree. I agree. That's a good point.
You see, so I think also you have ladies again, and we have had shows where we talk about too. Ladies, and we have a show about somehow how these men are. Other woman who knew every single thing. This man disrespected his wife so much. He lays down on her pillow, the other woman, tells her all of the nuances, all of her habits. He exposes the wife that to a woman that is just this so-called secondary woman. Hence, this secondary woman has all the nasty dirt. Oh, she don't like to clean. Oh, like she like to blow her nose. Oh, like she like to go into the bathroom, and she likes to do this. How on earth can you have somebody you claim you love so much, and then you're making them the most vulnerable at home to the is a total stranger? That is something that we're going to be dealing with. If you're in a relationship, though it's not working, you have the right to disrespect that woman. You don't have a right to expose her most private and intimate things to somebody else. That is just not right. The other thing that we look at the situation with the other woman. She knows of Jane. She knows of me making the bargain with her husband. All right. Let's say, for example, sex. So I'm giving her husband sex so she can still come home and have her unit together. The minute she finds that out, rather than sitting and talking to the husband and trying to amend what is she is not doing, she sees me on the street and the brawl start. The question, is it okay for this woman to confront another woman about the affair she's having with her husband, which she may not have even known that he's married?
Yeah. True. Yeah, a lot of women don't know. It's true that they don't know what's really going on. But in a marriage, I think when you're married, you have to know what's going on in your marriage. So it's like you're with a man and he's behaving shifty. How would you not know that he's on something? You know, I always think you have to know the person you're with and be awake mm-hmm. in the marriage. How are you being mm-hmm. asleep that your husband would be doing something? If when I was in a marriage, when my husband started playing, I knew he can't play with me. And I don't. He said, actually, at one point to me, you're a witch. How would you know? I know. He went forward and did it, and I still knew. You know why? Because you can't hide from a wife who knows you. You can't hide. Who knows you, who smells you, who feels you, who picks up every scent about you. You can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't hide. And no one had to tell me. I picked it up from him. Because when you're close to someone, you should know your intuition.
The vibration has changed.
Yeah, the vibration has changed. And once you go out, you step out of the relationship, the other person, if they're close to you, will know. They will know there's a different you now. This is a different you. It's
mm-hmm.
not the same person
mm-hmm.
related to me. This is a mm-hmm. different you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, just about 5 minutes on the end of the show. The
show.
Want to thank all of you who are hanging out with me. Remember to go on our Facebook page, crsradio.com. That's our group page, and Caribbean Radio Show page on Facebook. We are all over the place. We are syndicated in Apple, Google, iTunes, just everywhere you want. If you miss any of the show, please catch up in one of our podcasts. And you can also get us here at CaribbeanRadioShow.com, CRSRadio.com. All of our podcasts are there. This is very, very important series. We'd like to invite you in as a guest. We'd like you to send in your question, 661-467-2407. And just as women, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our insanity, too many women are getting, or too many people are joining into relationship, that you commit this time and money only to help up in a failed marriage. Once you have a failed marriage, you have a failed, your company has failed. And a lot of us don't even take a stock. Why did the company fail? We just, boom, right back into our relationship. Fail again. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. We need to put, whilst we're in the unemotional stage, I call it my sensible stage, should have the idea of what I would like out of a marriage. You should ask and put it in writing. You should have an exchange with the person who you're looking for the job. Yes, it is a job, and it has a description. If it means that you want your feet to be scrubbed every night, you want to be waited on, this is supposed to be in the job description. We cannot think that people have some EP, whatever, mind, right? That they know what's on your mind. A lot of times we have to also think that this life is dynamic. So is our body. So is our way of thinking. We have to be prepared when these changes come along that we make the again, we get together, and maybe we should remarry or reconsider our vows every single year, just like how you do in a real job. You have an evaluation. Hey, am I meeting your needs? Is there any needs that I have not met all year? We could do this around birthdays and all that kind of thing, or find some our anniversary days. We come in, we say, hey, is all your needs being met? How am I doing on the job? I mean, rather than just presuppose that I am happy with you and you are happy with me, let us start to be open. Let us have transparency, because this is not what's happening. And as human beings, we do change. And if we change, we need to inform our partner of the changes. We need to inform our partners of our different needs. And once we get that, and we'll be able to have better family relationship, we'll be able to bring up better children. Because a lot of times people are saying, oh, I'm going to leave the marriage, but I'm waiting until the children are grown. Trust me, your children are much smarter than you. They know that, hell is going on in the bedroom. They know that you're separated. They know that things are not going good. You're not doing them a favor. You are really poisoning the water. You are setting an example that children live what they see. They see father mistreating mom, and mom is sitting and taking it. If it's a girl, she's going to think, hey, when I get out there and I have a relationship, whatever that man does to me, I am going to have to sit and take it, because that's what I see my mom doing, consciously or unconsciously. We need to kind of make this change. We need to be honest with each other. We need to make sure that our needs are met, and not met on the outside, because the contract is not met, did not include that. When you get married, you did not say, oh, I'm going to have another woman outside just in case. That's not happening. So if it's debt do us part and you really meant it at all, you're supposed to be open. And once you're open and once your desires have changed, you should let the other person know, and then you can make some compromise if possible. I want to thank you so much again, my specialist. And do please join me one more time. Any last word to our listeners before we go out?
Okay, I would just say, you know, happy dating and relationship. And Valentine's Day is coming on Sunday. No, that's my birthday.
Yours
as well. Oh my God! Happy birthday, Sunday.
Thank you.
I'm gonna look you up on Facebook. Your CRS on Facebook, and say hello. Maybe we do another show together sometime. But yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I wish everybody the best. And what I would say is keep your self-esteem high, ladies. Keep your self-esteem high. Don't settle for nonsense and foolishness. It just wastes your time and wastes your life. And you can do so much better. Just do better. And our daughters will do better, you know. They always say black women don't get married. That's the reason why, because we keep our sights too low. Let's raise the standard. Yeah. Deserve better.
All right. Thank you so much. And tell us what time is your show when you do have it.
So there's a show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's Real Talk Radio. And I'm going to be on there. We're going to be talking about, you know, relationships tomorrow night. But really, the idea is really to talk about, you know, whether people can be about or whether they're back tomorrow
all
night.
Right. All right, there you got it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to take out our hair, and I want to say, if you're going to make some love tonight, make some good love and take care of the ones that you're loving on. So see you. Ciao.